So at the beginning of the parsha, after Makat Barad, I tried to skip the. Didn't work. Okay, so at the beginning of the parsha after Makat Barad, the officers, the advisors of Paro have had enough. They turn to him and say, "That's it, just let them go." So Paro gives in and he says, "Fine, I'll let you go." And after that happens, we have one of the most interesting conversations between Paro and Moshe throughout this entire story. Paro turns to Moshe and says, "Fine, I'm going to let you go serve your God. You want to serve Hashem, go for it. However, I want to know, mi v'mi aluchim, who's going with you guys?" What does Moshe answer? Everybody. Everybody. And Paro looks at him and says, "What are you talking about? You're going to serve God. You're going to go do these religious actions and these rituals. Why in the world does everyone have to go? I understand the men want to go. Maybe you want to bring your wives along. I don't know why would you want to do such a thing. But maybe they can go also. But children? You want the children running around in shul? What in the world do you want your children to be there for?" So Moshe says, "No, forget it. If not everyone, no one. You're going to get the next mako, which is going to be Arov. No, it's going to be Arbe." So then Arbe comes, wipes out the crops. Then again, Paro turns to Moshe and says, "I'll let you go. Your children can go. However, keep your possessions here. Keep your. What do you need your animals for?" Moshe says, No. We're not leaving a single thing in Mitzrayim. Everything has to go." Paro just doesn't get it. Why does everything have to go? Why everything from Mitzrayim? Doesn't make sense. Why is all of it Israel? The children, he doesn't get it. What's the machloket? What's the argument between them? Paro views service of God as a religion. A religion is something which is rituals, it's something that's ceremonial, it's something in a shul, it's all that. Moshe is saying, that's not how B'nai Israel works. B'nai Israel, it's about everybody. It's about the nation. It's about the home. It's about the family. It's about our possessions. Our entire lives are encompassed by this idea. Pesach is the only holiday that surrounds around the bayit. Everything in Pesach is about the bayit. And we can see that later in the Korban Pesach. The most dominant word in the Korban Pesach is Natan? Bayit. It has to be a seh labayit. It has to be a for the bayit. Your mishpacha, every mishpacha has to take a calf. Then, what do you do with the blood? Usually with a korban. Where do you put the blood? Usually in the base of Mikdash. Where do you put it? On the mizbeach. Where do we put the blood of the korban Pesach when they left Mitzrayim? On the doorpost of their house. Why? Because what's their house? Their bayit. What is their bayit? It's their altar. Your bayit becomes your way to connect to Hashem. We are not a people that serve God by rituals and then live our lives separately. But Moshe is telling Paro that we are a people that it's all encompassing. Our nationality, our identity, our families, our homes are all Lavodat Elokim. Have a wonderful Chodesh and a good morning.